Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Chris Cooley did a film breakdown last week for me on my podcast of Cole Turner, which we played some of yesterday. He also did a film breakdown of Brian Robinson Jr., Washington's third-round pick, the running back from Alabama. Here's some of that.
All right, dude. So Brian Robinson, it's interesting because you like a lot of guys, you think about how much they played as a sophomore, junior. You don't care at Alabama, especially if you're a running back, because they're going to have dudes in front of them. One thing I thought as I was watching him right away, like, he's a strong runner.
Yeah.
Without looking up anything about him, like, big dude, strong runner. Obviously, I remember some of last year as well. But in watching what I think is a strong runner, I think he's got some good lateral cut. I actually think he's got decent feet at the line of scrimmage. To me, he's a guy that has pretty solid vision. I think he can run a tight zone scheme really well, which is what Alabama did a lot, and it fits perfectly with what Washington does and a lot of their gun run stuff. Like, they really don't have a lot of stretch zone stuff in Washington. So he's a tight zone, inside zone. They can mix in. He could be versatile in terms of schemes. He could mix in counter, trap, whatever you want to do with him in that fashion. I think he's got enough burst. Like, and then you see he's a 4.53 guy. But I think he's got enough burst to run away from people. So I like that a lot about him. And to me, it's like it's a pretty consistent one speed guy. Like, I don't see like tempoed and shaken, but like it's a one speed. But if he gets through the line of scrimmage, he's going to get you 6 or 7 or 8 or 10. He's a very consistent runner in that fashion. I do think he has the ability to run through tackles. I'd like to see him with some better void, but I think he's very capable of running through arm tackles a lot of the time. I think you see him in Alabama pass protecting a lot. I think he's an okay pass protector. It's something that's incredibly important in the NFL, is for a back to be able to be consistent as a pass protector. I think he's got a little bit of a drop his shoulder at times, but I like his size in that fashion, and he's able to really fill against a blitzing linebacker or help against a defensive lineman and do a pretty good job in that way. The negatives, he definitely runs high. Like, he's a downhill high runner. You don't see him at the first contact or second contact lowering his center of gravity. You just see him kind of continue to run through. So, like, say he runs through arm tackles, he also ends up getting hemmed up with arm tackles, and you get to that second and third guy, and they'll drag him down. I don't know if he's a guy that is going to get past the safety. Like, he doesn't have a lot in his arsenal as far as moves and spins. And like, he's got a good jump cut at the line of scrimmage. He's got a good body turn and turn away from contact into the second level. But I don't see him as a guy that's going to have a ton of 15-plus carries. Like, I think he's getting tackled inside of 15 yards more times than not by a long ways. I don't necessarily see him as a three-down back. I know he can pass protect. I said that. I don't know how versatile he is as a route runner out of the backfield. I don't know what they'll ask him to do in that fashion. A lot of young backs are never three-down backs. And even as I say that, teams acquire J.D. McKissic for that. It's a different. It's almost a different position in that world.
Right.
So that doesn't overly concern me. I think that there's vision there. I think at times he can be slightly indecisive. And again, like, I don't want to get overcritical with this, but there are times where I'd like to see him hit front side a little quicker and not, like, delay to backside. It's Alabama, so he gets away with a ton of it. He doesn't when they play, like, Georgia. He didn't as much when they played Texas A&M. He does when they play Ole Miss. You know, like, get away with that hop, weight, indecisiveness,
yeah.
Where I think there are times that he could just hit the front side and just go. Like, just go, take the 6 yards. Don't try to continue to bury it back. One thing I thought was interesting, and I looked this up, I said, I bet he's not a big yards per carry guy. And Alabama last year, he averaged 5 yards a carry, which in the NFL is an all-pro. But Alabama's, over the last 5 or 6 years, they're all 5.7 to 6.0.
Yeah.
In terms of yards per carry. And you're talking about a guy with a phenomenal quarterback who obviously didn't run it a ton in Bryce Young, but could. And unbelievable receivers. That to me, is really seems like a formula for more breakaway carries, more big carries. But I'll just go back to, I just don't think he's got that. It's not the breakaway speed I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's that last move. Like, he does not string the third move together. He's got a good cut of the line of scrimmage. He can shimmy a linebacker. He is not shaking the third dude. Like, you just don't see him getting that safety at 9 yards and breaking his ankles. What's weird is I also didn't see him just run the dude over a lot, which I don't hate. Like, I didn't run guys over either. But there's just not that versatile third deal. And so, in that, I see him as a NFL guy that's going to get you 3 yards a carry, 4 yards a carry, and that's probably close to what he'll be in that fashion. I don't know. Traditional Bama back, very good player, is going to contribute for you right away. I don't think he's a guy that could carry the ball 25 times a game. He won't, because that's not necessarily what Washington does. But he can run with power. He can run with speed. He can get to the edge. Don't see him as a true dynamic receiver. Although at times he flashed decent hands. I think he's real average as a route runner out of the backfield. A lot of that can be worked on. I think overall, it's just a solid pick. Like, I think it's a solid pick. I don't think he's going to – to me, he doesn't seem like this guy that's going to ever blow anybody away, but he's going to continue to pound you with consistency, and they're going to like the pick.
So the question everybody had was why. They've got Antonio Gibson. They have J.D. McKissic. They, you know, as an undrafted free agent last year, they kept Jarrett Patterson. He didn't fumble once at Alabama, and Antonio Gibson has obviously had a fumbling problem. So that would be one of the answers as to why. But when you draft a running back in the top three rounds, you expect that guy to be a contributor. And so compared to Antonio Gibson, you know, what do you see? Do you see a guy that's going to take Gibson's carries or share them with Gibson? What do you see in terms of the comparison between the two?
Weirdly enough, as a runner, I see a lot of the same guy. He did, by the way, have a fumbled snap against A&M on 3rd and 1. Probably wasn't his on him, but just throwing that in there.
What do you mean a fumbled snap? You mean a fumbled exchange?
Yeah, a fumbled exchange, okay. Not snap. Fumbled exchange.
Right, well, he was not. He didn't have one credited fumble to him in his entire time at Bama.
Yeah, and that's. Yeah, I wouldn't have credited that one to him. But I don't. Do you see? Like, you watch these backs, and you're pretty good at understanding what these backs are as well as anybody. Do you see him as dynamically different from Antonio Gibson?
No, in fact, Gibson.
I see him as a lot the same guy.
Gibson, to me, has much more home run potential. I mean, you saw that at times. You saw that in the Buffalo game, you know, last year when he took the screen pass and went 80 yards. And Gibson's power to me is the same. I think you were critical of Gibson's vision in his rookie year. You said that, you know, he just didn't have really good feel as he pressed, especially on some of the zone runs. I thought it got better. I thought it was much better last year. The PFF numbers on Gibson say that he left a lot of yardage on the field last year. I didn't necessarily feel that way watching him. I thought his vision was improved, his yards after contact exceptional, and by the way, he can run, you know, he can basically go 80, you know, with some wiggle to make a safety miss and take it the distance. He also had a fumbling problem, and he's also injured often. And so maybe part of this is that Robinson Jr. is like Gibson, as you said, and will take some of that first, second down responsibility and share it. But you don't draft a running back in the third round unless you think the dude's going to play for you. It's a wasted pick if you pick a running back and you end up, you know, he ends up inactive every week.
I don't think he's going to be inactive. I think he's definitely a guy that you keep active. I'm sure it's because of some of the injury stuff. I know they like Gibson. I don't understand how you wouldn't like Gibson. But you want to keep that first and second down versatility that you have. And, you know, you and I have talked about this a bunch over the last couple of years. Like, why don't they just let J.D. McKissic do it? Both of us love McKissic. I like him as a runner. But they don't. And so you want to be able to have that first and second down game plan the way you had it. And I think Robinson allows you to do that. And you find out how he develops in your system. I mean, it's a dude. I don't love the guy. Like, he's not going to blow anybody away. Like, nobody's going to watch this dude on film and just go, wow.
Yeah, he's not Derrick Henry.
That's not him. He's not.
He's not Mark Ingram.
But he's also consistent.
Yeah.
Like, you know exactly what you're getting with him, and if that's where they want, and that's I was just watching him, wondering if they don't take him there, does he go in the third round? I think close. Like, I don't think he gets past the fourth by any means. I don't think it was like an overreach.
There were a couple of running backs I liked more, and I didn't like any of them in the third round. I didn't want him to take a running back in the third round. But the guy out of BYU, Tyler Algier, just I loved him, and I liked the back from Georgia, Zamir White. Both went after him. I'm just talking about the guys that went after him. I think this guy, Davis Price, from LSU, had he been there, which he went five picks before Robinson Jr., I think they may have taken him. But, you know, same kind of situation. By the way, I looked up his 40 time because I don't think I had done that yet. He ran at the combine, he ran 4.53. So, of course, there's a big difference between him and, I mean, Gibson ran sub 4.4 at the combine. Gibson was also a wide receiver mostly at Memphis before he came out. But yeah, he was a good player, and he played for basically 5 years in a lot of big games for, as you said, a team that had a lot of big spaces to run in most of the time because of their receivers and their quarterbacks.
Yeah. I don't like 4.53 is slow.
No, I'm not saying it's slow.
Not get that wrong.
But I'm just saying, compared to Gibson,
he'll run away. Like, he can break away.
Yeah.
It's just I don't think he's got the nuance in between the numbers as he gets a little bit downfield to actually break away.
Right.
Like, I think he's always going to get hit.
That was from Cooley on Brian Robinson Jr. He likes him not as much as he loves Cole Turner. If you miss the Cole Turner, you can download the Odyssey app and listen to that, or go to the podcast and listen to the complete film breakdowns of both of those players on my podcast. All right, up next, by the way, the lottery tonight, I was corrected. 8 p.m. before game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, you will get the NBA draft lottery, which the Wizards are participating in. When we come back, though, I have some thoughts on these conference finals series with respect to, is the best player in the NBA playing in these conference semifinals? That's next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're also on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.